There is no doubt that today's culture has helped us redefine manhood. The lines of demarcation between the sexes are now so blurred that not even physical anatomy is thought to be the final arbiter of that distinction. So what are we to teach our kids today when it comes to true manhood? And more importantly, what is God's perspective on this subject? Hello and welcome to Licensed to Parent. I'm Rich Rozell and our host is Trace Embry, the founder and executive director of Shepherd's Hill Academy, a Christ-centered residential program for troubled teens. Our guest today is retired Lieutenant General William Jerry Boykin, and we'll be discussing what it means to be a real man and what we, especially those of us who are dads, can do to model that and to promote it to the next generation. That's all ahead today on Licensed to Parent. Well, Trace, our guest today is a man that, well, you actually had the privilege of sharing the stage with in Charleston, South Carolina, when you spoke at the Iron Sharpens Iron Conference this year.
Yeah, I'll tell you, what a privilege that was. I felt like George Gobel when he was on The Tonight Show a while back. He was the fourth guest, and there was Bob Hope and Frank Sinatra and Dean Martin, I believe it was, all decided to stay there while Carson was interviewing Gobel. He looks over, he says, "Do you ever get the feeling that you were in a closet full of tuxedos and you were a pair of brown shoes?" Well, that's kind of how I felt about that. He also introduced us to Julie Hermini, who will be interviewing next. He wrote a book called Never Surrender, and a fascinating read. I read it from start to finish.
And as a matter of fact, he is a person that we probably should have on the program on a regular basis. Lieutenant General Jerry Boykin currently serves as Family Research Council's Executive Vice President. And by the way, I was looking over the list of what that means. And if you read that list in Army terms, it sounds like he is the entire chain of command at FRC. Not sure. But he's one of the original members of the U.S. Army's Delta Force. He was privileged ultimately to command these elite warriors in combat operations. And later, Jerry Boykin commanded all of the Army's Green Berets, as well as a special warfare center and school. In all, General Boykin spent some 36 years in the Army. He served his last 4 years as the Deputy Undersecretary of Defense for Intelligence. But better than that, he's moved on. He became an ordained minister and has a passion for spreading the gospel of Jesus Christ and for encouraging Christians to become warriors in God's kingdom. And Trace, as you mentioned, somehow in the midst of everything he's been doing, he has written a great book entitled Never Surrender.
General Boykin, first, thank you for your faithful service to our country. Thank you for your faithful service to the kingdom and for exemplifying a model of true manhood. And thank you for being on the Licensed to Parent broadcast.
Well, guys, thank you very much for having me. It's a real honor to be with you.
Well, the first question I want to ask you, General, is what the heck happened to manhood in America? Or am I being too critical here?
No, I don't think you're being too critical at all. I think that we've got a real crisis in manhood here, and it manifests in many ways, you know, one of which is we see a deterioration of the families in America as a result of the degenerating concept of manhood. Families are falling apart. They're disintegrating. There's terrible abuse and absentee fathers. And it all comes back to a simple matter of a man in America today is often quite confused as to what he is supposed to be as a man. So
Sure. How
did we get here? How did this happen? I think that it's a variety of things. But part of it starts in the church, and it I think that it starts with how we have portrayed the very epitome of manhood, and that's Jesus Christ. Mm-hmm. And we can certainly pursue that, I think that we've misrepresented what kind of man Jesus Christ was.
I think you're exactly right. If you get a chance to go to our website at licensedtoparent.org, you can read our youth culture manifesto, and the end of it basically says that we have a youth culture problem primarily because we have a greater parent problem. We have a parent problem because of our greater cultural problem, and we have a cultural problem primarily because of a greater church problem. So I think you're right on there. But let me ask you, what is a man supposed to look like? Can you give me General Boykin's definition of a real man?
Yeah. See, I think a man is supposed to be a warrior.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I think there are no number of things that, you know, man is supposed to be the priest in the family, for example. The man is a provider. The man is the professor. He's the teacher. He's the one that mentors and imparts. But he's also supposed to be the protector. I think men are born to be warriors. Mm-hmm. And what we've done in America is we have we've bred out the warrior spirit. And let me say, when I say a warrior, we have to be clear what I'm talking about. The warrior is the person who says, this is what I hold dear, and this is the enemy, and I will get between the two.
Mm-hmm.
And I will not allow what threatens the things that I hold dear to prevail. I will fight. I will stand and fight. Now, that is a concept that I just don't think that is nourished in the church. I don't think that it's promoted in the church, the concept of being a warrior, and that is to some extent because of shifting societal norms that say, well, a woman can do anything a man can do. A woman's just like a man, yeah, except the biological differences. But, you know, we're all the same, and that's not scriptural.
It's
nor
not
is that the design that God had for men and women and families.
Right. It's not actual.
No.
Well, I think there's some other issues, too. Discipline. I mean, I don't think we have a male population that is disciplined. They resent discipline imposed upon them. They're not self-disciplined. I don't think we know what it means to sacrifice anymore. I don't think we know what commitment is anymore as men. And I think these all are exemplify a warrior. Warriors are committed. Warriors are willing to sacrifice. Warriors are self-disciplined. And I think you make a very good point when you describe a man as a warrior. Would I be right in saying that America has seen manhood go from more of a John Wayne model to more of a Woody Allen model in the last generation or two?
Well, yeah, that or Pee Wee Herman, I'm sure, which would be more accurate. But I don't think there's any question about it. I mean, when you look at America and you find some of the most prominent senior people in our society that are routinely falling. They're falling to moral failures. They're shirking their responsibilities. They're failing to lead. They're failing to set the example. When your examples are set by pampered athletes, mm-hmm, or overindulgent Hollywood actors, that spells disaster for the society. Where men, you know, it's important that everybody that is listening to our program today understand, whether you're male or female, but particularly for the men, the most important leadership role you'll ever play in your life is that of being a father and a husband.
That's right.
That's the most important place. You lead in that home. You lead in that family. And what you should hope is that your daughter will want to marry a man that is exactly like you, because of the way you treat her mother and the way you treat her and the respect that is built because of the way you lead that family.
That's
your
good.
Son should want to be just like you. You should be the most dominant influence in your son's life in a positive way.
Right.
And most people, you know, men in the families today, I mean, that's why we've got so many absentee fathers.
Right.
They father children, but they don't act as fathers. And acting as a father is a lot more difficult. It takes a lot more commitment and accountability to be a father than to just father children.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I think a lot of men see themselves as nothing more than sperm donors. And, you know, if you're going to create them, you better be prepared to raise them. I think fathers ought to be their kids' heroes. And I want to ask you, how do we define a hero today? You know, when you talk to most kids today, you hit the nail on the head and you said, you know, actors and sometimes athletes and rock stars and rap stars. But you ask a kid, what makes a hero a hero? And most of them will tell you because he's cool. But
yeah.
So let me ask you, a true hero, what should define a hero?
Yeah, I think the hero is, in my view, the hero is the selfless warrior.
Mm-hmm.
I think the hero is a person who has a transcendent cause, and that transcendent cause directs their actions, their words, their entire lives. They're sacrificial. They're selfless. And they're willing to commit everything to that transcendent cause. That transcendent cause hopefully will be the kingdom, will be the Lord that they serve, which then permeates into the family, into the nation, into the society as a whole. But a hero, in my view, is one who has that transcendent cause and is willing to make a total commitment to it.
Very good. So what can parents do to cultivate, you know, in their kids a true sense of what a hero should look like, and why is this so important?
Well, I think the first thing they can do is set the example by being the kind of parents that children can look up to. So I think setting the example, you can't fool your children. As a man, you can't fool your wife. I mean, they know what you are. They know where you stand. They know how you react. And I think setting the example is the most important thing. Now, part of setting the example is making your children a priority. And that is about making sacrifices at work, in your leisure time, and spending that time with the children, spending that time teaching them and mentoring them, doing activities that they are involved in, being at the soccer game, being at the, you know, at the Boy Scout event. That kind of thing, I think, is the most important things that we can do. And then finally is grounding them in the Word of God. And it's not just what they get in Sunday school, which I think there's an imperative for a Christian father.
That's right.
To do independent study of what the Bible really says.
Amen.
And be able to explain in biblical terms what's happening in the world when certain events occur, being able to explain from a biblical perspective how you see this and having a biblical worldview, and sadly, very, very few fathers in America today do.
Yeah, you know, at Shepherd's Hill Academy, we just had our parent weekend, and I had to tell the parents off the bat that this is not going to be the 10 steps to this, or the 12 principles of that, or the 5 ways of this, that I'm trying to impart into them a worldview, a spirit, so that when they come to different scenarios in their parenting experience, that this will be just part of their reaction, their response to their kid's situation, that they'll know what to do. It's kind of like Jesus sending out the disciples, you know, don't take a purse or bag, you know, just take the spirit with you. And I think that's what's missing in manhood and fatherhood today, is we don't have any spiritual leaders, men spiritual leaders, you know, women have kind of taken over because they feel like they've had to. Can you comment on that?
Well, they have, and I think that's been going on for quite some time, where the men are failing to step up to the mantle of leadership, and the women are stepping in and taking that role. Now, let me say this: I may get off on a tangent here,
that's
and I don't
right.
mean to, but I believe that one of the mistakes we're making with boys in trying to develop them into being the kind of men that we need in our families and our society, we don't let them be boys.
Mm-hmm.
We do not recognize that there's a huge difference between boys and girls. Boys need to be allowed to be boys. Now, by allowing them to be boys, we're going to take some risk. They're going to get dirty. They're going to get hurt.
That's right.
It's just part of growing up and being a boy. And they don't always need to be medicated just because they're hyperactive and they're loud and they're boisterous. There has to be boundaries. We have to set boundaries for them. But we just cannot continue to suppress them and try to make them the same as the girls. We've got to have a different attitude about letting them grow up being boys.
And speaking of running around and playing outside and that sort of thing, General, it sounds like you are out in a field of ducks somewhere. Where are you right now?
Well, yeah, I was hoping that wouldn't come across. That was actually a cell phone laying on my desk in my office.
Oh.
I'm a research council.
Wow, great camouflage.
That is kind of consistent with what we're talking about. Boys ought to be outdoors.
That's right.
We're talking today with retired Lieutenant General Jerry Boykin, and I have a feeling there are more surprises on the way. This is Licensed to Parent with Trace Embry. I'm Rich Rossel, and when we come back, I'd like to talk a little more about the adage, boys will be boys, and how far we can take that. Stay with us. Hi, I'm Rich Rossel, co-host of Licensed to Parent. The conversations and the teaching that you hear on this program come from the daily experiences gained at Shepherd's Hill Academy, the Christ-centered therapeutic boarding school founded by our host, Trace Embry, that serves troubled teenagers from all around the world. Teens come to Shepherd's Hill struggling with depression, oppositional defiance, ADD, ADHD, cutting, digital addictions, and any number of other behavioral disorders. Yet by God's grace and by using the scriptural principles that we discuss right here on Licensed to Parent, these students experience healing. Not only that, many are graduating medication-free. At Shepherd's Hill, we're cultivating the soil of our students' hearts so that the seed of God's Spirit can take root and bear fruit. And on Licensed to Parent, we're equipping you to be the parent your child needs. Please join us in this important outreach by visiting us today at licensedtoparent.org. Your tax-deductible contribution can rebuild the hearts and lives of teens and their parents in today's troubled culture. Don't wait. Go to licensedtoparent.org and click donate at the top of the page.
This is Kevin Swanson from Generations with Vision, and I want to say that Shepherd's Hill Academy is a wonderful opportunity for the ministry of the gospel of Jesus Christ, which is the reconciliation of our young people with God, reformation of life, the ministry of the Spirit of God, and radically changing lives. And by the grace of God, this is what happens with Shepherd's Hill Academy. And we want to praise God for what these folks have been doing.
Shepherd's Hill Academy serves families with teenagers in crisis. If you have a situation you need help with, go to helpmytroubledteen.org and click on Inquire Now. That's helpmytroubledteen.org.
This is Licensed to Parent. Our host is Trace Embry, and today we're talking with retired Lieutenant General Jerry Boykin about men. Real men, and how boys become men, and how they're different from girls. And General Boykin, just before the break, you were talking about letting boys be boys when growing up, which reminds me of the saying, boys will be boys. A lot of people use that line, well, boys will be boys, but it's almost an excuse to let the boys get away with stuff they shouldn't. And I think you touched on this a moment ago. There still need to be boundaries. Can you kind of give us a little bit of framework for that?
Yeah, there has to be boundaries, and there have to be very clear distinctions between right and wrong. And when boys do things that are clearly unethical, immoral, that are clearly excessively dangerous, then they have to be reined in. But on the other hand, I grew up with two cousins that were like brothers to me, and one of them, his mother would never allow him to get dirty. And two of us, we'd come in at the end of the day, and you couldn't tell whether we were black or white. We were like little pigs. Well, the one that his mother would not allow him to get dirty or get his clothes dirty, he had a very, very sad life. Mm. And eventually died very early, when he was about 40 years old, quite frankly, died of AIDS. And I just think that the impact of allowing my other cousin and I to just be boys and get out in the outside and play and do what we enjoyed doing and develop was very important to us developing into men that understood what a man was
and do what you were wired to do.
That's exactly right.
General, I don't want to miss the opportunity to ask you a little bit about your book, Never Surrender, as it pertains to the concept of parenting in today's culture. How does that title and how does this book apply to that?
Yeah, well, the book, Never Surrender, is my autobiography about my years in the Delta Force and my 36 years in the Army. And it really, the title, Never Surrender, as you read the book, you'll find that there were many, many times when I felt like I had reached sort of the end of my abilities, and really contemplated whether this was the end of the road and I just needed to quit. I needed to go off in a different direction. But I always came back to the same conclusion that I didn't know how to surrender. I didn't know how to quit. And that was always when I turned to the Creator. That's when I was eventually brought back to a realization that, me and the Holy Spirit was a majority, and I could win every time. But I had to be reminded that God will never leave us nor forsake us. And so that's the whole focus of the book, is that no matter how difficult things are, we just have to go back to a reliance on God. We do our part, He does His.
My wife and I made a similar comment about marriage back 28 years ago when we got married, and that is, divorce is not an option.
Right.
When you enter into marriage, you have to do so knowing that this is a commitment for life. So we can never surrender to the challenges that may come our way. And, you know, parenting is no different.
Right.
We don't have the option of giving up on our kids. They're depending on us, and God's holding us accountable for them.
I agree with you, and we need to remind ourselves that they really are a gift, and that raising children is quite a challenge. But the rewards, particularly when you start to see your grandchildren, somebody said grandchildren are God's reward for not killing your children.
Exactly. Yeah.
And I have understood that now more than I did a few years ago with six grandchildren. They're wonderful, but it comes as a result of a lot of sacrifice and hard work in raising your children to be good people and productive members of our society.
General Boykin, you are now, as we mentioned at the start of the program, the Executive Vice President of the Family Research Council. What resources, what tools might parents find at the FRC.org site that could help them strengthen their ability as parents and to strengthen their families?
Yeah, thanks for asking that. I think we're the leading voice, particularly here in Washington, for families. Our motto is faith, family, and freedom. And our website is just full of helpful information for parents. First of all, one of the problems we have in America is people are uninformed. So we put out information daily that is very helpful to Americans in general, but particularly to parents. We put out information on the research that we've done here. We've put out information on what's happening around the nation with regards to things like abortion and same-sex marriage and religious freedom and so forth. So we are a wealth of information that will help parents to have a better understanding of what's happening. And then secondly, we hold conferences and we do a variety of other things that help people to come in, and we bring in, for example, experts on stem cell research, adult stem cell research. That will help them to understand the differences between, embryonic stem cells, which have never done anything but produce tumors in rats, and adult stem cell research that has actually healed all kinds of things, to include cancer. So we give them information that I think is very helpful to them in terms of understanding what's happening and truth from fiction. We talk to them about the research that we've done with regards to the health of a society being tied directly back to the intact family. And for example, statistics now show that economics, low crime rates, education, personal health is all better when you have an intact family environment. For example, New York spends $12,000 a year per student to educate their students, but they have a graduation rate that is below 60% from high school.
Incredible.
Minnesota spends $7,000 per student, but they graduated about 81%. And the difference is intact families in Minnesota is double that in New York, mother, father, and child. And those kinds of things are very important in helping to understand the importance of the intact family, the mother, the father, and the child.
Yeah, and when those kids aren't supervised, and sometimes when they are, unfortunately, they're allowed to engage in a multitude of digital stimuli that is brainwashing them and causing them to be in an anhedonic state, which doesn't allow them to really have an appetite to learn anything or to stretch themselves academically. General, as Vice President of the Family Research Council and a decorated lifer in the military, what final words of wisdom do you have for parents trying to keep their kids, or help their kids, rather, navigate this crazy world that we live in today?
Yeah, first of all, get informed. Understand what's really happening in America. And if you just sit in front of a, you know, television watching, news programs or reality shows, you're not getting a full picture of what's happening. So get informed. Secondly, recognize what's dangerous to your children. Recognize that, children have access to pornography today, and that left unchecked, they're going to go to those porn sites, and it has an absolutely devastating long-term effect on them. And then thirdly, make the tough decisions. You know, put blockers on those kinds of things. Don't let them sit in front of a computer game and play that computer game incessantly at the expense of getting out and being exercising and being involved with other students and other children and so forth. But I think it's very important. It's about knowing your environment and recognizing the dangers in that environment, and then making the tough decisions to protect your children from that, and then most importantly, build a biblical base of understanding for these children. Oh, it will carry them through life.
You are so right about that. And that exercise thing will actually build brain cells. No doubt about that either. Well, General, thank you so much for being with us on the Licensed to Parent broadcast.
I'm so glad to be with you guys. Thank you.
Such an honor.
Our guest today has been Lieutenant General retired William G. Jerry Boykin, who currently serves as Family Research Council's Executive Vice President. General Boykin is also the author of Never Surrender, published by Faith Words, and it has been a delight to have him with us on the program today. We certainly hope, as always, that our conversation today has been food for thought and that you will take away some ideas to help raise your children in a world with manly men, with young boys being trained how to become men of Christ, men of God, and that you can take this away and put it on your plate at home and serve it up. Licensed to Parent is the radio outreach of Shepherd's Hill Academy in Martin, Georgia. And if you have been helped or encouraged from what you've heard here, we certainly hope that you'll visit our website at licensedtoparent.org, where you'll find our blog, archives of past programs, some other parenting resources, and links to connect with us via Facebook and Twitter. Once again, to find out more about the Family Research Council, you can find them online at frc.org. Your financial support is what makes it possible for us to continue working with teens at Shepherd's Hill Academy and to equip parents throughout the world with the Licensed to Parent broadcast. Your gift in any amount would be a tremendous blessing, and we thank you in advance for that. On behalf of Trace Embry, I'm Rich Rossell, inviting you to join us again next time when, once again, we renew our License to Parent.
And remember, folks, if you don't train your children, somebody else will. God bless you. We'll see you next time.